This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Jordan's military says King Abdullah's half-brother, Prince Hamza bin Hussein, was told to stop actions used to target the country's security and stability. In a statement published on the state news agency, the military said it was part of a broader ongoing security investigation in which a former minister, a member of the royal family, and unnamed others were detained. Jordanian Army Chief Youssef Hunayti said that what had been published about allegations about the arrest of His Highness Prince Hamza is not true, but he was told to stop activities that are being exploited to target Jordan's security and stability. In Washington, State Department spokesman Ned Price said the United States is closely following the reports and called King Abdullah a key partner of the United States and said he has our full support. King Abdullah dismissed Hamza as heir to the throne in 2004 in a move that consolidated his power. Prince Hamza has been largely pushed into the political wilderness since he was dismissed as crown prince. Pope Francis has urged his coronavirus-weary flock to not lose hope, even through the continued dark months of the pandemic, as he celebrated a scaled-back Easter vigil service at St. Peter's Basilica on Saturday. Due to social distancing norms, only about 200 masked people were allowed to attend the service, which marks the period between Christ's crucifixion and his resurrection on Easter Sunday. For the second year in a row, the Vatican cut out the traditional sacrament of baptism for a handful of adults to limit the chance of infections. This year's vigil service started earlier than usual to respect Italy's 10 p.m. curfew. This is VOA News. 10 of Myanmar's major rebel groups threw their support behind the country's anti-coup movement Saturday, fanning fears that a broader conflict could erupt in a country long plagued by fighting between the military and the ethnic armies. Rebel groups met virtually on Saturday to discuss the situation, condemning the junta's use of live ammunition on protesters. The groups are signatories to a nationwide ceasefire agreement that was brokered by Aung San Suu Kyi's government, which attempted to negotiate an end to the ethnic militia's decades-long armed struggle for greater autonomy. Projectiles were thrown at British police officers in London on Saturday as they clashed with demonstrators against a proposed new law that would give police extra power to curb protests. The Police Crime Sentencing and Courts Bill aims to toughen measures officers can take to disperse demonstrations, including imposing time and noise limits, which campaigners and activists fear would be used to curb dissent. Kill the Bill marches were held in dozens of towns and cities, including London, Manchester, and Bristol, supported by big campaign groups such as climate change campaigners Extinction Rebellion and the Black Lives Matter movement. A procession of floats carrying the mummified remains of 22 pharaohs, including Egypt's most powerful ancient queen, snaked through Cairo Saturday evening in an eye-catching parade to a new resting place. Under heavy security, the mummies were traveling 7 kilometers across the capital from the iconic Egyptian Museum to the new National Museum of Egyptian Civilization. Dubbed the Pharaoh's Golden Parade, the 18 kings and 4 queens traveled in order, with the oldest first, each aboard a separate float decorated in ancient Egyptian style. Ramses II, who ruled for 67 years, and Queen Hatshepsut, the most powerful female pharaoh, were part of the journey. The mummies will undergo 15 days of laboratory restoration before they are showcased individually in their new home, in an environment reminiscent of underground tombs. The Tokyo 2020 Olympic torch relay began its journey through the Gifu Prefecture on Saturday. The Olympics, delayed by a year because of the pandemic, are set to run from July 23rd to August 8th. The Paralympics will be held from August 24th to September 5th. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, reporting